Wendy, Kurt Wagner is here.
Oh my God, it's so fun to work here.
I've never seen you look this purple. You're very purple today.
I'm very purple today.
Very purple.
Were you at Lollapalooza?
Or just celebrating Lent?
Lollapalooza? No, yeah. I wasn't.
That doesn't it sound like it's for babies? Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it does. Palooza. It does have the name of something that would be for babies. Maybe they should have tried that. Kurt, there's so much news in the world of television. And first, I want to start out with something that made me very sad. I think one of the most underrated comedies of the last decade is The Middle. And The Middle has announced that next season will be its last season. Oh, yeah. No more Middle.
That
after
is
next
honestly
season.
One of my favorite shows. Really that good, and The Goldbergs it? On TV. Yeah. Favorite ever.
Amory, you know my friend Amory. Yeah. She's hugely sad about that, too.
Yeah.
That show I like better than Modern Family, I got to be honest with you.
It's so funny. You know, at the risk of sounding like a name dropper, I've been friends with Neil Flynn for almost 25 years. I've known him forever. And every time I talk to Neil, I say...
Name dropper.
Why? Neil Flynn and Robert De Niro and I were at a party once.
Okay, listeners, he's not kidding about Neil Flynn.
It was the Beatles' birthday party.
All right, shut up.
It was crazy. So Neil says, for some reason, the network, ABC, goes out of their way to promote Modern Family. Like, they'll do anything in the world Modern Family wants or needs. They'll go, yeah, we can get that done for you. The Middle, just the opposite.
You know why?
I don't know why.
I can tell you why. Just because look at all the people on Modern Family. They dress better. They're ritzier.
Glamorous.
They are glamorous. And The Middle is much like a lot of us living in the Midwest. It's just...
Right.
You're there, not dressed up very much. Your house isn't that great.
I do have to say, one of the things I like the most about it is exactly what you just said. Like, they didn't make it a pretty set.
Mm-mm.
Remember how on Roseanne, when they were in hard times, you saw the show and it looked like, oh, they're struggling to get by.
Yeah.
That's how the Heck family is on The Middle. So why would they pull the plug on a show that we all love?
Well, maybe it's not ABC. It might be the creative
government?
Team. No, the creative team might just say, you know, it's time to move on.
We've played it out. The next season will be its ninth season.
Yeah.
It had a good run, but it's just really one of the funniest shows on television.
I mean, that's a long time for a television show these days.
And it was good right out of the box. Like, it started out, they kind of had a good beat on who the family was, who the characters were. They made some changes. Chris Kattan was in it in its first two seasons. Brian Doyle Murray was the boss on the first season.
I'll tell you, though, Axel, the guy who played Axel, walked around in his underpants only all the time.
Yep.
And thanks to him, I have teenage boys that think they're Axel.
They also walk around in just their underwear.
Yeah, it's like, guys, put pants on.
I thought they also handled, you know, the problem with a lot of times with shows with kids is as they age, they don't handle, like the writers or whatever don't handle it necessarily so well, but I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, going away to college. Yeah. It really, we grew with the show. I think they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, so that'll be missed. One more season on The Middle and then they're calling it quits. The other story that I wanted to bring up with you, Wendy and I discussed the other day, Kevin Can Wait, this is Kevin James's show, has decided to not just write his wife out of the show, but to kill her off, which seems really extreme for a sitcom that wants to just have a good time.
Have you seen her acting?
No.
And I feel really bad saying that, because I know she was on some show on Adult Swim, and she's supposed to be really funny, but next to him, it was a terrible combination. I recently started watching it because I loved King of Queens, and she was just... really looked like she was acting, you know,
right.
Like, oh my God, she was acting and he's so natural that it wasn't working.
Well, you know, and they had Leah Remini, who was his wife on King of Queens. They had her on
the last two episodes as,
like,
a guest.
A guest before. And I think once you see that natural chemistry, you know, it's because she's going to be on. She's basically replacing her, not as his wife, but
it'll
as
be
the
same character.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Probably eventually. Right now, I don't think they like each other that much.
Oh,
right.
The characters.
That's how Bill and I were.
Yeah. Yeah. Like magnets, opposites.
And I feel so bad saying she's not Erin. I can't even remember her name, and I'm so sorry. And she might be good in other things, but to him, with him, Kevin James is so naturally funny, it just seemed like a big mismatch to me. And I feel guilty saying that, but...
I've never really watched it, but...
Will they kill off his father on the show and have Jerry Stiller come in as a guest star and just
I don't know. That would be interesting if each season a new
cast
King of Queens person came back.
I saw a lot of people giving the show heat, like, this is terrible, I will never watch it again. I mean, come on, you're watching for Kevin James, first off.
Well, maybe they're not.
I I guess. But second of all, when they say kill off, do they mean like,
I mean kill off. Like, she's not coming back ever.
I get that, but I mean like is they're not necessarily going to make it like a terrible killing. Maybe she just gets in a car accident or something. No, I don't want it to be violent.
What did they say? Do you know how
I
they're
thought
killing
it was
her?
A killing.
Yeah,
but really? Because yeah. He's a retired cop on the show.
Yeah. And Leah Remini's character is a cop.
Right.
Also, right?
Okay, well, then it's a comedy, people.
I know.
Well, but...
Ever slip in the tub or something?
It'll be a very special episode.
I guess.
It will be.
One of those very special episodes.
It will be
episodes.
A very special episode. Tina Fey returning to television in a limited manner.
Right.
Right? What is she doing?
Right. And it sounds funny. This is a show that she is a producer on. I don't know if she's a co-creator of it. It's called Great News on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of started... I think it started at a weird time, maybe last summer or something. So a lot of people maybe didn't see it. But she is coming on. The main character is a news producer on this local TV, at this local TV station. And this whole story is that this news producer's mom, who's played by Andrea Martin, takes a job at the station as an intern just so she can keep an eye on her daughter. And she ends up meddling in all kinds of things, like not just her problems, but everybody at the station. She's become
a great idea.
The
by
station's
the way.
Mom. It's really a funny show and surprising. You know, yeah. it surprised me how much I liked it. But Tina Fey's coming on as the business executive who takes over the station.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And
so not a regular character, a semi-regular
right. I
character?
I think it's going to be, it says guest starring in a couple episodes, but
she
might be a recurring.
Kimmy Schmidt also. She shows up on Kimmy Schmidt in different roles.
Probably like that.
That's a cute
and
show.
Her character is this person that the main character, the news producer, admires because she's written books. She wrote a book, when this is kind of funny, called, oh, I can't say it, Boss something. but... Not unlike Tina Fey's Boss. Wasn't
right.
that called Boss? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the main character just loves her. So I bet there'll be a lot of fawning over her, and she probably won't like it.
Oh.
You know, I imagine that.
Will Andrea Martin still play the mom? She plays kind of an overprotective mom on, is it called Horrible People? Is that what it's called? The Billy Eichner show?
Oh, Difficult People.
Difficult People. Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She's doing it already. But it has been a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed... I think they've been limited seasons.
Yeah.
Like 13 episodes.
Something
like that.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone is coming to TV finally.
Yeah. On This Is Us for one episode.
Oh, they're going to, this is where they jump the Stallone.
Well, you know, Justin Hartley's character is an actor.
Yeah.
So he gets this job on a movie, and it's Sylvester Stallone's movie. So I'm assuming that Sylvester Stallone is just playing himself in this movie.
Yeah, that would make sense.
In the movie,
and they've
the
done
show.
That before on This Is Us. They have other...
yeah, who was the other celebrity?
Well,
Seth
Meyers was on
that's
for a little
right.
bit. And Alan Thicke, right before
oh,
he died...
Oh, that's right.
...was on.
All but, right. Yeah,
they've done it a couple times.
I'll take Sylvester. I can't wait
the
for that.
The judge will allow this, Kurt.
Are we going to find out what happened to Jack?
Yes, but apparently it's going to get... They're going to explore Jack's darker side... Before
Ooh.
We eventually find out.
We saw a little tiny glimpse into that.
On This Is Us. Yeah.
On This Is Us, yes. Right. And then what I just told you, breaking news. I just got the email this morning. Bobby Cannavale is going to be on the third season of Mr. Robot.
This is one of your favorite actors.
I really only liked him in Vinyl, I got to tell you.
Because of his hair.
And his suits.
And
he
the
had
suits
nice polyester suits.
Well, he will have... Some very bizarre glasses in this one. They showed a picture.
Does that do anything
I don't
for you?
Know if I'm in.
But I don't know about the...
could
they
Wendy,
sent a first look photo.
Is it too
it is
late for Wendy to write the producer and say... The
no glasses.
The glasses are fine, but we really want nice suits and
They're
hair.
Huge glasses.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a polyester suit. Who knows? Then you will be back in.
I don't know. I think I'm done. I am wasting all my time on Big Brother, which I have to tell you is the best... I have watched... I don't know how many seasons it's had... Too many.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched every season but two, and this is the best, most dramatic season of Big Brother I have ever watched. And God, Julie Chen is a professional.
Why is she? Why is this so good? What
there
are you
is so
about
much
it?
Turmoil. There's a poor kid from Woodridge, Illinois, who was on it, made it a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking. I wanted, you know, Illinois to represent.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just people, as I look in this house, that are so jerky and so irritating that I don't know how anyone could survive that social experiment living with idiots like this. But it is so awesome to watch.
Okay.
There's showmances. And, you know, like, listen, if you're in a house and you're trying to win $500,000, even if there's some girl you're sweet on, aren't you going to keep it quiet and not show everybody that you're a couple? Because then you're the power of two. You're trying to be the sole survivor to win $500,000.
Right.
So obviously there's only one winner. A showmance is going to be broken up. And there were like three different showmances. I'm like, God, this is like a singles bar.
Well, I always think it's amazing that there's cameras everywhere, and they're always surprised when they get caught canoodling under the covers or whatever.
Not anymore. There are a lot of people working the cameras, which there's a guy named Cody who is just very irritating. That's all I'm going to tell you.
he's a cameraman or he's a contestant. Roommate.
Yeah.
Explain this to me, because I've tried to have this conversation with my wife and my daughters, and I don't understand this because they're hooked on the Real Housewives show. But they're hooked on it for the same reason you're hooked on your show, is that there's just a bunch of irritating people. And
There are some ones that you're rooting
for.
Yeah.
But you know the producers are manipulating you. They're casting all these archetypes of evil to make the good people seem better and the bad people seem worse.
But there are people, like there's a girl, Raven, who you really thought was super sweet and wonderful. Well, she just exploded in this last episode because it's
she exploded?
Not literally. It's a social experiment.
You're not going to win $500,000.
I would watch it if I knew that every week one of the cast members exploded. I would love to see that.
It's something that we started watching as a family, and I mean, honest to God, while watching it, we have to stop and pause it to say what our strategy would be.
All right.
So it's really become like a family thing, and then Dylan and I are going to the after hours and watching these. Lots of swearing, and that's when you realize how terribly annoying these people are.
Big Brother After Dark.
Yes, that's what we've been watching, but I am
so
just
like
sucked
Hardwick's
into
show,
it.
Like Chris Hardwick does Talking Dead. So now television shows have shows after that.
Oh,
the
no, Big Brother After Dark is just more of the same, but worse.
It's like cameras are, like, they're streaming live. So you can see them plotting something. They swear. They eat. It's just they live in the house.
They eat each other.
They do?
They're starting to.
Whoever exploded then gets eaten by the survivors? Oh, man.
They barbecue.
It's just something we started as a family, and really we're like all on board, like trying to go, here's what I would do.
Kids not to be mean
not to
like
be
that.
Like them. Do you ever tell them that? Do you say, this is a good example of how not to be?
They say it themselves. I'm honest to God, this guy Cody says flat out, I have no social game. I don't like these people. I wouldn't like them outside of the house, and I'm not gonna be nice to them.
Yeah.
And then we all scream and throw things at the TV and go, you can't be like that in real life.
Kurt, when I was a kid, we'd watch I Dream of Jeannie, and nobody got this angry. We would just watch it, and we'd go, Dr. Bellows, he's funny, and then move on with our lives. All right, we'll take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. You can call us or text us there. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Surprise. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. A couple of questions from listeners. Somebody wants to know, is the summer series The Last Ship returning?
It is back later this month.
What is The Last Ship?
It is a show about... the whole world was sort of almost eliminated from a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship was sent to Antarctica, was already on its mission to find the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as they started coming back was when the disease spread around the world. So there's been two or three seasons where they've sort of fought everyone trying to get what they discovered. And now this season, it's attacking the crops. They've solved it for healing people, but now it's attacking food, so the whole world's going to be without food.
Sounds kind of right up my alley, quite honestly.
This is the third or fourth season. I can't remember.
But there's a lot of shows, Kurt, where the world is in peril. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. What does that tell us?
Art imitates life.
High anxiety everywhere.
Yes.
Will Mars be back on National
Geographic? Mars will be back, and in fact, this week they announced season two casting, which is kind of... fun. I don't know a lot of these people, but the one I do is Jeff Hefner, Michigan native and Chicago Fire and Med actor.
From Chicago Med, Jeff Hefner.
And he was on Chicago Fire.
Oh.
And he was in Boss. Remember when Boss filmed here?
Yeah.
With Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, way back when?
Yeah, he was in that too.
Oh, all right.
He was the would-be governor in that, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So that he's among them. Oh, and Isai Morales. Is that how you say his name?
Yes, Isai Morales. Yeah.
He's
from Bad Boys.
Yeah. That was a great, great movie.
Yeah, that was really good.
He's in it too. There's a bunch of people.
He's
handsome.
He was in something else recently.
Well, yeah, we just talked about him about a year or so ago. He was in something, and we were both like, oh, I miss that guy. I'm glad he's working again.
He's actually guest starred on Chicago PD.
Oh, yeah?
Or Fire, one of the two.
One of those? Yeah.
God, he's good looking.
Okay. Woo! All right, so here, I want to talk about...
Sorry, Bobby Cannavale, you've been replaced.
Yeah, now you're going to watch
You want to talk about Comrade Detective.
Comrade Detective, because... This is so funny. It's only 6 episodes. It's out today on Amazon. And it is created by one of the creators is Rhys Thomas, who is a co-creator of Documentary Now.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort
Which
of,
is really funny. That's Bill Hader and Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
And they make fun of other documentaries.
Right.
It's really good.
Right. And they just put a funny spin on it. It's satirical. Mm-hmm. And this movie is the same way. And the whole premise of this movie is that Comrade Detective is a 1980s Cold War era Romanian television show, police drama, that has now been rediscovered and dubbed in English so that it could be watched by millions of new people.
Oh, that sounds great.
And Channing Tatum's involved. His production company is one of the producers on this. And he lends his voice to the lead character, the lead cop. And so they filmed it in a very... sort of old style, like it, something you would, like if you watch old Murder, She Wrote, you know, like it kind of looks like that. Yeah, it has a very dated look like that. And the dialogue is just hilarious because it's all propaganda. It sort of plays with the idea of American propaganda, you know, back in the 80s, but reverses it. And so they're always talking about the crime poverty, you know, and racial problems in America. And how they don't have it there. And they, it's funny because they keep bringing up Jordache jeans, but they call it Jordachai.
All right.
And it's just everything about it. I just was chuckling all the time. I saw a review that said it's a one note joke, but I don't, I totally
it
disagree with
that.
I just think it's hilarious. And like one of the lines of dialogue, and this is imagine a cop saying something like, we're talking about capitalists. Narcissism is as important as air to these blank. You know, like nobody, no normal person would say some of the things that, like, it's so heavily propagandized.
Yeah.
But it, you almost feel like, I can see that that might have happened.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because if you think about Cold War era movies from the U.S. and how we
the Russians,
sort of
how we
made,
were treating them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they do the same?
It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is also, they filmed this in Romania.
Oh, they did?
In Romanian, with Romanian actors. So these are all famous Romanian actors,
really?
Current day famous Romanian actors in here. And they're going to show it there in Romanian. But they've dubbed it. They got this all-star cast. Channing Tatum, Joseph Gordon-Levitt are the two main cops.
Yeah.
Jenny Slate, Marahash Ali, Nick Offerman plays their captain, their boss.
This sounds so fantastic.
This sounds good.
And I loved it. It's only 6 episodes, so it's a quick watch, but I'm probably going to watch again because...
I'm going to watch it with Nadia Comăneci.
Exactly, because there's...
She's coming
over.
Isn't
that the only Romanian you can pull out?
Well, you know, it's funny because there's a scene where one of the cops gets injured and he's in the hospital sort of having this sort of daydream, you know, because he's under the influence of the painkillers. And he remembers back to his gym team, his gymnastics team going on a U.S. visit. And they're all in their Romanian gymnastics outfits. And their coach is taking the TV out of their hotel room and saying, don't leave this room because there's only evil outside these doors. But they do. Like the one guy changes into this like very 80s outfit and goes out and the other guy doesn't want to do it, but then he realizes, oh, I should make sure he's okay. So he runs out too. And the minute they step outside, like somebody gets shot.
Oh,
there's
man.
Hookers, you know, there's hookers like waving
to
him and
Lochte
everything.
Story.
It's just like Ryan Lochte. It's Comrade Detective, and you can only see that on Amazon.
Yes.
And that starts today.
It's on
and
today.
And Kurt gives it high praise.
Yeah.
Kurt, great to see you. Thanks so
you
much
too.
For stopping by. It's Kurt Wagner from
TVShowPatrol.com.
A quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.